Hello, children and everybody. This is my Pentecost prayer. Let's make the sign of the cross together, shall we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever been afraid? Of course you have. I know I have. When you were very little, did you ever become frightened at night by a strange sound or a shadow in your room? And whenever you called out to your mum and dad, oh, what a relief that they came, they turned on the light, and they came over to you and hugged you. Well, today we're going to think about someone else who's ready to hug us. You might have heard about the Holy Spirit. He's always there, ready to comfort us and shed a little light on things that maybe upset us or worry us. We've been talking a lot, haven't we, about whenever Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead. Well, he did come back to see his family and friends. And he visited the apostles, who were very worried and a bit scared. He said to the apostles, "You know I'm alive. You believe that I rose from the dead. But one day I must go back up to heaven, to my Father." And then that day came. And Jesus said, "You're not to worry, because I'm going to send my special helper," he said. "My Holy Spirit will be here." He told them to stay in the city until his Spirit came to them. So let's be with the apostles and Mary in Jerusalem 50 days after Easter Day. This would be Pentecost. It would be the first time that the apostles ever decided to become a church. Close your eyes if you want. Imagine you're in a warm but stuffy room. There's hardly any air in it. And the doors are closed and locked. You see, the apostles are afraid now. Yes, Jesus is going back to heaven and they're on their own. You can imagine. They're afraid to go outside because there's so many people gathering out there in Jerusalem, waiting to hear about the Son of God called Jesus. They've come many, many miles from different countries. And John, he's trying to tell the apostles to wait for what Jesus promised. And you know, as he was speaking, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind suddenly fills the room. And then what seems to be like the shape of a tongue of fire, that just appears over the heads of everyone in the room, even you. Can you picture that? Can this be the Holy Spirit that God promised would come? And a peace begins to flow over you. And it's followed by such a lovely feeling of joy that you've never felt in your life before. Let these feelings flow through you. And enjoy when you take a breath in, the Holy Spirit filling you up with wonderful happiness. Peter claps his hands and jumps about with joy. What a difference! He's not afraid now. He says, "The power of the Holy Spirit is upon us. We're not alone anymore. We're no longer afraid. He is with us just as Jesus promised us. He says suddenly, Peter dashes to the door and he flings it open. He rushes outside. You can hear him praising God as he runs. All the people outside have heard the strange sound of the wind coming from the room that you were in the house. Peter starts to tell the crowd about Jesus. You and the others, you're dancing about with joy. And it's not just joy that you're feeling, but a courage or a bravery which helps you express your happiness without being afraid or embarrassed that you're being silly. An amazing feeling of love for others fills your heart. I'm going to let you be inside your special room, inside your heart, just to speak to the Holy Spirit about the first Pentecost and how you must trust him whenever you feel afraid or alone. Come, Holy Spirit. We open our hearts to your love. Fill us with joy and love. Help us to want to tell others about you. Amen.